as we have an update, you said. Mm-hmm. On, now, again, we announced this big grant that you had received a long time ago. And, well, not that long ago, I should say, but it's kind of coming together now with how this is going to work here. And you wanted to make sure we had an update on that.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that we've been chugging along getting the program in place because, you know, you get the grant and then you have to put a program in
build
place
it from there,
to deal with this. And so, you know, our goal is to reach out initially to about 50 organizations throughout the UP, with starting with some training and technical assistance, and then it'll move into sub-awards also. But we have had more than 100 organizations submit applications. So this is very cool. And it's all 15 counties. Their services and programs representing all 15 counties of the UP. So it's just fantastic.
So in other words, the word got out, apparently.
Yeah, it did. It did, which is good. But and we knew that, you know, we knew that the UP could use some real focus with this kind of program.
Let's rewind the tape a little bit for those that don't know. This is a grant from who for what?
This is a grant. It's it comes from the Health and Human Services Department at the federal level. It's community a Compassion Capital Foundation grant. We're calling it the SOCI program here. SOCI stands for a strong organization, strong youth, and so we can keep, you know, making that connection in the communities throughout the UP. And what it will do is provide assistance in areas like leadership development, organizational development, program development, and community and development. So it's more about, like, rather than putting another body in a nonprofit or things like that, it's taking the nonprofit and building up the fundamental things that they need to have in place to be successful so that the programs they have today and tomorrow have a much better chance of surviving.
Now, from the awarding of the grant to today is not that great of a time period. It's been a little while.
It's been going quick. But
you've been responded by over a. Are you surprised by that or not particularly?
Well, you know, I had been working with Michigan Nonprofit Association on the Michigan Now program, which is a very similar program. And that was one of the things that we struggled with the most was getting organizations to come on out and take advantage of it, because it does involve some work. I mean, this is an investment on the part of the organization, too. It's not like they just get to sit back and have things done for them. We're asking them to step up and really beef up their organizations. And so we weren't sure which way it was going to go, to tell you the truth, and we're just very pleased.
I was about to say, I mean, the response almost overwhelming to a certain degree, but that's exactly what you were hoping for.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, it gives us also, it shows the need, which is also very important. I mean, imagine that the federal level, if they would see, you know, we had 5 organizations come forward and they... That would have been poor.
It does bode well for future grants.
Yes, I think so, yeah. It certainly says that, you know, the nonprofits in the UP are willing to put forth some effort to keep working in their communities.
Now, with all these events, activities, programs, and grant lines and all of that, if people have questions, if they want to find out, I mean, let's give them just a quick bit of that. It's how to find you, where you're located, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, they can find us online at glcyd.org. You can give us a call at 228-8919. And then we're actually moved. I don't know if we've ever have mentioned this.
I think that that was kind of where I was going with this, that I know that you've actually moved. Tell us quickly about that.
We moved to the old Vandenboom School. So we're in 3 classrooms over there. I think I'm in the 5th grade science classroom.
Do you at least have taller chairs than they had for you there?
No.
Okay.
Although, I kind of like the little ones. I have to say.
I couldn't resist that.
The drinking fountains are at a really nice level for me, too.
How long have you been there now?
Yeah. We moved in August. So it's really nice. We really like it. We're in there with the Red Cross is over there. The YMCA has got programs over there. And Marquette Area Public Schools still has 2 kindergarten classes over there. So we get to see these.
Boy, that's
got to
be one busy building.
It is.
In a good way.
Especially when during gym time. You can hear it all through the halls.
Perfect built-in distraction.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't get anything done. There's all these dang kids running.
No, and I tell you, if you're having a kind of rotten day, you know, all you have to do is hear these kids running through the hall, and it's like, oh, yeah, that doesn't matter.
And don't run.
Yes. I've been chastised by the kids that I'm not walking quietly enough.
What's the address there?
It's 1175 Erie Street. So it's right down, it's Erie and Fair. It's at the corner of Erie and Fair. So it's a nice neighborhood. We're liking it over there.
I'm sorry. I don't know why we got off on that little tangent there. But
well, it's important to know where the place is, too, you know, and where you guys are located.
You do have grown-up chairs now.
We do.
Okay, just